Giving all glory to God, head of my life and yours. He's the Redeemer. He's the one that showed us our depravities before the world and enabled us to step up and talk about what great things he has done for us. And to do that, he had to give us a mustard seed of faith. I come before you with nothing prepared for you. There's always things that I read and think about what a good subject something might make. But the Lord regulates and rules all things. As the Lord had told you, he mentioned about the testimony that I talk about every now and then, but I don't like to talk much about it. I feel that if I talk too much about it, that it just gets old. But he did request that I would mention something on it. So, and to honor that request, I'll tell you that the Lord had worked with me for a while. I was the deacon in our church and also our association of churches. And my association of churches is the Northeastern Primitive Baptist Association, which they were constituted out of the Union Association of Georgia. The reason that you hear that I have four churches is because the Lord has elected me to carry them on in their time of need. He brought me from nowhere when pretty much all of our elders died out over the 87 years of our existence. When I came into the church, he brought me up out of the muck and mire and set me on that solid rock of the Primitive Baptists. They were 12 churches in our association. Now we have six. And with those, I realized that he brought me from nowhere to take care of his people. I have to understand. I ask him to show me and give me understanding that I can see what he has for me to do. Sometimes I ask him to, I would appreciate if he would tell me straight out so I would know what I have to do. But sometimes he doesn't do that. Sometimes he'll reveal it into your heart. You have a great desire and these different ways that the Lord works. But and going back to my wife had been telling me, you ought to go do what the Lord has told you to do, and I desired not to do it. I was a deacon, and I was happy as a deacon. I was a treasurer of our association. I took care of most of their business, and I was in a position where I enjoyed what I was doing, and I didn't want to move. But when the Lord wants you to move, you got to move. I tried to use. When you think you've read a little something, you know how to negotiate. I saw where Abraham negotiated for Sodom and Gomorrah from 50 down to 10. I negotiated with the Lord. I said, Lord, we need more deacons. I said, now give me a few more deacons, and then I'll go do what you tell me to do. Now I'm telling the Lord what I'm going to do because He's going to do, and in return, show you how merciful He was. I baptized four deacons, and when I wanted to go back and tell him, well, if you do so and so, and he took those four I had, they left, and turned around that I was working on my job. My wife had told me, well, you know, you got to go do what the Lord did before he do something to me. And I told her, the Lord don't have to single you out. I said, he knows where I am. And wasn't long after that, I was on my job, and a switch exploded and burnt me from my waist up. I was in the hospital for 23 days, in a coma for 3. And while I was there, we always say that we should try the spirit by the spirit. And knowing that I'm in the coma, I was very well aware in knowing that everybody could see that I was out, but a lot of people may or may not know that I knew everything that I was going on, that I was doing, and there was a lot of hallucinating going. And when the Lord came to visit me, and told me he was going to take my voice. And I knew that that why the Lord was telling me that, because I was disobedient. But I asked the Lord not to take my mind. Because if you can't remember that you've been born again, if you can't remember the joys that he has brought you over all of these worlds, how he has looked after you, and it just seems to me, then what point is it? But when I came up out of my coma, I could speak up just above a whisper. And I knew, because you have to try the spirit by the spirit, I said I could just be hallucinating. And when I couldn't speak, I knew that the Lord had touched me. And show you how merciful he is. All we have to do is repent. He told us there was only one sin that's unforgivable, and that's the sin against the Holy Ghost. But all you have to do is repent in your heart, and he will lift you up, and he will show you that you have another chance to continue to trust him for the route. And right after that, I told him one more time, Lord, now I'm serious. I need another deacon. And when I got my voice back, I went back to the church, and we had a three-day meeting. And in that meeting, another brother joined the church. When he joined, I had to go tell the church what great things the Lord had done for me. And that's why my text today is coming out of Joshua. And it's going to be the 24th chapter, and starting at the 14th verse. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if ye seem evil, if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye shall serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whom land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. To serve the Lord, you have to go by faith and not by sight. To serve, you have to know something about the Lord. Back during that time, Joshua was up in age, and it was time for him to go. The Lord was going to call him home. He had called all the congregation of Israel together. He wanted to talk to them before he left. As long as he was leading, they were doing what they were supposed to do. He had the elders and the scribes and the judges. He had the whole congregation, and he was explaining to them how not to go back to the gods that the fathers were halted and split upon. We know that at Moses, Joshua had came up through Moses. Him and Caleb were the only ones out of that generation that came up out of Egypt that went over into the promised land. We know that they were part of the 12 that went out and spied out the land to bring back a report of what they had. It was supposed to bring back fruits and things, and bring back that report whether they should try to take this land. My brethren, deacon, when I was a young deacon, used to always talk about a true report. In our business meetings, we have to give a deacon's report on the congregation, whether we had communion, who communed, and different things like that. And it was always what kind of report was that? And they used that as an example that you should, as they came back, that there was 10 that gave false reports. I often say that those 10 were lacking in faith. Joshua and Caleb came back talking about they believed that there should be no problem in taking those lands. But sometimes in our life, our flesh will falter. because it's not fortified with the faith that God gave us. I know before I joined the church that I was halted. And it wasn't between, I didn't know that there was a God, but my problem was that I didn't want to fail. But I forgot to put in my thought pattern that Christ has to take care of me. I thought that maybe it was something that I had to do. I knew my past. I knew about my past, and I knew that there's no way that I could be good enough to serve the Lord. Resisting the Lord, this shows you how he will take you step by step. First, you have to realize that you have the problem. And I think my mother had a lot to do with that. She often told me, I don't know why you do the things that you do. And it bothered me that she was willing to support me in whatever I did, whether it was right or wrong. And I didn't want her to do that because she loved me. So made me start praying to a God that got all power. Lord, have mercy. Change my ways. Turn me around and remove me from this environment that I'm dwelling in. And he doesn't do these things all the way and right on time or right on my time or your time. But over a period of time, he made me dissatisfied with the way I was living. And in doing that, I wanted to change the way that I treated people, the way that I lived, and in the way that I walked before people. I wanted to show my siblings that that they were doing wrong by following me. So I removed myself from that, and then he had to remove me from the city I was in, and that's when I got transplanted in New Jersey. And then going and visiting the Primitive Baptist, sitting back there, just like back there where some of you are all the way in the back, sitting back there. And when Lord worked on me, I refused to go because I was going to hold on to that bench. And then one day he touched my mind and let me know that it's him that keeps me and not myself. And when I realized that if God doesn't keep me, I just can't be kept. I had to let go of the bench and go up and tell them what great things the Lord had done for me. And holy was his name. Joshua went along with Moses and through all of the sin and trespassing they did. And we know that the Lord had got tired of them kept going back to their old ways and to the point where he wanted to destroy them all. And we know that Moses prayed for them and told them that if you do these things, what would the Egyptians say? That all that happened would just happen to the happen and not be the Lord. That's why he had them wander around until all that generation had to die out. And that new generation was the ones that went over into that new land with Joshua. Because to show you how it was that new generation is because before they crossed over to go over, they had to be all circumcised again. They had to go through a circumcision to bring them back in compliances with the Mosaic law. And we know that that ark, they had that Ark of the Covenant. And when that Ark of the Covenant went down into that river, see, they wasn't worried about them crossing the river because it was that time of the flooding when they couldn't get across the Jordan River. But I can tell you about God, he got all power in his hand. Because for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And I can tell you when that Ark stepped, when they stepped out there in that water with that ark, the water rolled back just like Moses with that rod when he stretched it out in the Red Sea. And then that water rolled on back and that wind came down and dried up everything. When they crossed over, we know that they were going over there
And now it was time for them to go ahead and possess the land. We know that it wasn't an easy thing that they had to do. And I'm going to just skip along because it's a long field. And I just want to get touch up on some of the main important things. And as they came across, we know that there was a lot of city kingdoms. That's why when you read in the Bible, you see that it looked like they could have just went through and taken over a country and been done. But it was kingdom after kingdom after kingdom because all of these cities were like city kingdoms. And we know children that as we know that when they were over there, that we know that they had sinned also, because we know when they had went into the city, we know that one had taken. He was told they got their orders not to move any of the things out of the city, like the gold and the silver. God always told them what they could take and what they could leave. And we know that one of them had taken that and had put them in trespass them in sin. And we know God had told them to parade them among in front of everyone. And we know that when they had confessed, they had killed all of those that did that, him and all of the family. We know, children, that Joshua was a godly man. We know that when he had taken over and they went from city to city, we know there was going to come a time when the Lord was going to call him home. And when the Lord, when it was time for him to call him home, all he wanted to let them know is to just stay steadfast. Trust God for your route. Don't obey his commandments. Obedience was better than sacrifice. Obedience, their obedience before God was considered righteousness. That would be the same thing of our salvation today. That was what kept them in line with God. When he told them, no matter what you do, me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. They did exactly serve the Lord until all of those elders that came along with Caleb, all of those ones that wanted to hold to the way, died out. And all of a sudden then, they had to start going back to those ways that their fathers had trotted. And I can tell you, children, just like the flesh that we deal with today, don't let your flesh continue to rule you. We know that we died in Adam. We know that was the flesh part, but we've been redeemed with the blood of the Lamb. Over there in Genesis, Abraham was talking about, told Isaac that when he asked him, God had told him, take him up on the mountain and sacrifice him. And he was going to be obedient to God. And when Isaac asked him where was the lamb for the sacrifice, he said, God will provide himself a lamb for a sacrifice. And we know, children, that that's exactly what God did, because he wanted to see the obedience of Abraham. And when he saw that Abraham was going to obey him, he showed him a ram in the thickets. But just like that obedience today, we have to trust God for the route. For me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. We know Jesus is my salvation. He's worthy of my best esteem. I can tell you about how he came down through the line of David. I can tell you that about Gabriel, when he went down to Mary and told her that she was going to conceive a son and name him Jesus. I can tell you about how he was born down there in a manger. I can tell you about when the wise man went down there to see him. But we can tell you about the shepherd boys that went there to worship him up before the wise man got there, because celestial bodies came down and told them that it was great things that happened because the Messiah had been born. They didn't understand what the angels were talking about, but they went over to see exactly what they were talking about. And I can imagine how they saw this little baby in the manger. They went down and they didn't have anything to give him. But all they could give him was step down, was to kneel down and worship him up. That's how I came to Jesus one day when I didn't have nothing to give him. I was but a filthy rag before his presence. I could step out on a promise that he gave me a long time ago when he hung up on God's hill and laid his head in the locks of his shoulder and said it was finished. He finished all the work up on that cross. That's the same cross that I stepped out on. Promise talking about what great things the Lord had done for me. And I can tell you about his son Jesus, that middle man under counsel, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I can tell you about how the Holy Spirit touched me in my heart one day and cast out in those stony heart. I can tell you how that Holy Spirit, I was right there with him when they laid him down on that wood and laid him up in the air and stretched him wide. I was right there with him when they pierced him in the side and out came that blood and water. And I can tell you, children, that blood was for my baptism, and I can tell you, I mean, that water was for my baptism, that blood was for the redemption. I can tell you about when I be taking my communion, that I be drinking that wine to represent the blood that he sacrificed up on that cross for us, that how they had they beat him from hall to hall. How could they do that to my Lord? But it was already predestinated and elected. It already had been prophesied down there through the ages that one was going to come to redeem us through the blood of the Lamb, because we wasn't worthy anymore. The blood of bullets wasn't enough for them anymore. Them pigeons and doves just wasn't enough to lay down and sacrifice for our sins anymore. But there had to be a pure blood of one that come out of heaven, children. That middle man of the council that took off his royal robe, and when he laid it down on the side and stepped down into for 42 generations, children, came down as a human being and talking about he was boasting, children, and he was telling them that he wasn't worried, because if he wanted 12 legions of angels, all he had to do was call on them. That's the same Jesus I'm talking about, that killed me dead one time and made me alive. He made me alive and a new creature, one that showed me right from wrong, one that I had to step out on a promise that gave, that got all power in his hands. That same one that died up on the cross, children, when they laid him down in that sepulchre, that's the same one I can talk about telling you that for me and my house that we're going to still serve the Lord. I don't care which way you go. I don't care which way they go. But I'm going to serve the Lord to the day he called me home, because he loved me before I even loved myself. I was deep down in the marrow of the clay, children. Deep down in the sin, old Satan had me and I couldn't get away, but he didn't know about the end of the book. He didn't know that my name was wrote on the Lamb Book of Life. God put it on there a long time ago. When he put that whole world together, children, he put me right on there. Then he let it roll on out from Zion one day. When it rolled on out from Zion, it came down to my time. I had to get up out of the muck and mire, tell you what great things the Lord had done for me, and holy is his name. That's why I'm not worried about my journey, for my Redeemer lives. And he lives deep down inside of me. And in closing, it's going to be some hard times out here. Sometimes we're going to let the flesh kind of lead. But remember, you got to go by faith. It's not the flesh. But the flesh, we can't help it, because the flesh is weak. It will waver sometime when trouble comes. But if you stand fast and trust God for your route, he told you he would fight your battles. And I'm one to tell you that he's fought every one of mine. And he's been merciful and he's been good to me, because he's let me come this far to so I can tell people what great things the Lord has done for me. God bless you.